Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, today's wisdom moment, remember, we always look at Proverbs, and it's like 31 days in a month, pretty much 30, 31 days, unless it's February. And so there's 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. And so we find out the corresponding day to the corresponding chapter. So today is the 16th of the month. And so we are going to look at Proverbs 16, and we pick a verse out. And the verse today is Proverbs 16:33. Proverbs 16:33 in the wisdom moment. This is what it says. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision is from the Lord. Listen to this. The lot is cast into the lap, but its every decision. Listen to that. Its every decision is of the Lord. I mean, think about a lot. I mean, think about a football game. You know, or you think about somebody flipping coins. On one side of a coin, you have, in America, you have a heads on one side, and you have what we call tails on the other side. It's not heads. And so with that, you know, you flip a coin in the air, and somebody says, call it heads or tails. And if it lands on heads and you called heads, then you would win. If it lands on tails, then the other person would win. And it would go, you know, whoever's going to kick the ball in football, for example, how games start off, it starts off by the casting of a lot. It starts off by the casting of a coin. They throw the coin in the air, and one of the team members, they pick out which one. One calls heads, one calls tails. You know, when it lands, whoever wins that tossing of the lot is the one who gets to make a decision. Do they want to catch or do they want to receive? Do they want to kick off or do they want to be the receiving? They have total, it just goes their way. Well, that comes all the way back from God's standards. You know, God set a standard of lots, you know, casting lots. In the Word of God, in Exodus chapter 28:30, and he's talking about the priest, God's the priests of God, and their adornment and their robes and how they were set up. Well, he says in Exodus 29:30, he says, "Put the Urim and the Thummim, excuse me, it's a tough word to be able to pronounce, but basically, you have two particular rocks or stones, and they're white on one side and black on the other, and put it in his breastplate." So it goes on to say, "Put it in his breastplate, so they may be over Aaron's heart," which is the priest. So it could be over his heart whenever he enters the presence of the Lord. So one of those things that help people make decisions, the lots, over the priest's heart. Thus, Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over the heart, over his heart before the Lord. Remember that again. So he says, put these particular lots in Aaron's vest right over his heart. So when he enters God's presence, it'll be there. Thus Aaron will always bear the means of making decisions for the Israelites over his heart before the Lord. I mean, think about it. Casting the lots. Imagine, you know, so many people are caught in some bog of their own thought life. They're so worried about making a wrong decision. They feel like, oh my goodness, you know, I might miss God. Listen, first of all, if you get lost, God can find you. But the biggest issue is not making a wrong decision for those that are going after God and listen to God. The biggest decision is the biggest problem is people not making a decision at all, thinking they're the ones in control, that God is not in control. But he says right here in Proverbs 16:33 that the lot is cast into the lap, but its very decision is from the Lord. Did you know that? So the priest, you would come to the priest and you would pray and you carry it over his heart and you come to the presence of the Lord, and they need to make a decision for where things are going, and they would cast lots at times to decide, is it going to go this way, is it going to go that way? Is that powerful? Does that just break somebody who has a controlling mindset and they think, I'm not going to give up control? And it's like, hey, dude, let's just cast lots and find out what God says. Because a man casts a lot in his lap, but the Lord's every decision comes from the Lord. So many people are caught in the valley of indecision. They just will not decide. You know, you think about it. Just get out of the valley. God will direct you. It's impossible to move a parked vehicle. It's got to be moving. It needs to be moving. And so when you begin to move and you begin to follow God, you get the up and go and you're abiding with him, then he directs you. He just decide, make a decision to decide, understanding that God will convict you. God's spirit will convict you if you're going the wrong way or way that he doesn't want you to go at that time. And just listen to his promptings and then turn to the right a little bit in your decisions. Turn to the left a little bit in your decisions. Don't worry about what men are doing. Most of them, not most of them, but many men are trying to control instead of you just trusting God. Understand if he determines the outcome of every casted lot, he's definitely going to determine the outcome of what happens in your life. He is totally in control. So every time now, when you see a football game and you see them about to start and they're meeting in the center of the field and they have somebody there in a striped shirt, which is the referee, and he is there, you see something in his hands, he'll look to the players and he'll say, call it. And one will say heads and one will say tails. And when they get the alternative, whatever it is, and it goes in the air. At that point, either one of them could win because it could be tails or it could be heads. And so they call it when it's in the air, actually. And then when it lands, whoever called the right one that it ended up being, then that's the way it goes. We got to begin to understand. We got to just get busy with the things of God. We got to understand God is in control. He has a plan for your life. He is working things out for you. You know, he directs the steps, which means you got to be doing something and moving something of his people. The word of wisdom today is this, Proverbs 16:33, the Lord, the lot is cast into the lap, but it's every decision. Think about it. It's every decision is from the Lord.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.